Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local in Richmond from 12 to 3 p.m. And it's game week on The Fan because the Washington Commanders kick off for the first time preseason week one, Friday, August 8th, 7:30 in Foxborough, Massachusetts against the New England Patriots. You'll hear every game during the regular season on The Fan, but preseason week one will air on 96.1 FM. As the Squirrels finish their baseball season, the Squirrels will be on The Fan, 96.1 FM. If you're driving around Friday night searching for the Commanders game. Phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I was just telling a story about a listener that came by to Capitol Ale House to show off that he got Jaden Daniels to autograph his arm, basically tattoo his body with his signature after an unbelievable rookie season. And turns out the listener was listening, as he should be. He's on the hotline right now. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. Let's go to Holden in Richmond. What's going on, Holden?
What's up, AWOD? Can you hear me, dude?
I can, man. What's up, dude?
What's going on? No, I just heard you guys chatting, and yeah, I figured I'd call and chime in and kind of talk you through the process of what I'm thinking about doing. I'm not sure yet, so maybe you guys can help me figure it out.
All right, Stubb, I love this bit. All right, let's get going here. All right, Holden, so let me explain it to the audience once again. He's a diehard fan. He went to Commanders training camp. Jaden Daniels was signing autographs. He pulls up his sleeve where he has a Commanders tattoo, and Jaden autographs his arm. So what's the next step? What are you thinking, Holden?
So I'm not sure. I mean, my wife kind of rolled her eyes when I showed her. I mean, she knows how big of a fan I am, and she thought it was tattooed. So I told her it's not. I said it's just Sharpie. She thought I went straight to the tattoo shop to do it. I think I'm struggling a little bit just because it's always been in my head, like, I would have a cool little piece with, you know, history. I waited actually a little while to get the Commanders W because I didn't know if they were going to change their name. So once I witnessed kind of an NFC Championship appearance, I said, you know what, I'll always have that. I'll always remember it. I'm stamping it. And I've always thought it'd be cool to have, like, kind of like the Super Bowl MVP kind of like tattooed on your arm somewhere. And we're not there yet. So I'm hesitant to do it. There was like this nostalgic thing, kind of what you said about, like, I grew up with autographs. So I've got all these balls from training camp with tons of signatures from all sorts of practice squad guys that you probably don't even remember anymore, but it was a nostalgic moment for me. My little brother just likes taking selfies all the time, which I think is cool too, but that's why when he ran through, I said, I got to do the autograph on the arm. Just felt like a Talladega Nights moment or something where I'm just, you know, something like that. So I don't think I'm going to tattoo it. It's still there. I'm looking at it right now. I did take a shower this morning, and it's faded a little bit. But I think if he wins Super Bowl MVP, I think there's no doubt that I'll just, you know, maybe I'll reach out or maybe I'll find him at camp again and have him do it for real.
Yeah, well, I have photo evidence of it. I know you've taken some pics of it as well. So if it washes off, you need to put it back. At least the photo evidence is there. I love this idea. Stubb, what do you think? What should Holden do with this Commander's tattoo?
I think get it tattooed. I think full send it.
Yeah?
That's what I think.
Just a rookie season? I like the idea of building off that tattoo every year, right? And so he's got the Commander's W, and he's got the feather below it. You know, let's say we get back to the playoffs this year, right? Maybe then you add the Jaden signature. If we win the Super Bowl, maybe it's Dan Quinn's goatee or something gets added. Like, every time this team has success, maybe you add a little piece, and then you could have a whole arm sleeve.
I think that's awesome. No, I like that, too. I mean, it's one of those things, too. I got the feathers back in probably 2012, so those have been there for a while. And then, I just recently did the W. I thought about adding some Washington football team stuff in there, but that was also kind of this little bridge gap, so I held off there. But I thought it would be cool to kind of make, like, an arm piece with some sort of history as time goes on. And hopefully it's all good history here soon. So I'm excited for this year and what we're doing, but we'll see. I do like the full send move too, but I don't know. I thought about the RG3 stuff. I had all the RG3 jerseys, and they were all signed, and I had the home, away, the alternate, and now they're kind of just collecting dust in my closet right now.
Yeah, but I feel different about RG3's rookie season than Jaden's because we made it to the conference championship game. I mean, believe me, there was a time where I was calling him R Jesus, and I was as obsessed with him as I am with Jaden Daniels. But that playoff defeat and seeing his knee destroyed, it's way different than Jaden Daniels losing to the Eagles but still having a decent game. And, you know, I'm so fired up for this season. So I think there is a difference there. I love the feather. That's my favorite part of your tattoo. The W is starting to grow on me because the W represents Washington. It's not a Commander's W. So I understand what Stubb's saying, the full send, but I also understand the hesitations here. Maybe you see how this season plays out. But the way Jaden signed it above the W, that is the perfect, like, placement, Holden.
Well, so I took a video with my Meta sunglasses, and maybe I'll send it to you. He actually, I've got the conversation of where he was going to do it. He thought it was originally going to be on, like, my forearm, and he actually took, like, a couple of seconds. He was like, where do you want it? And I was just like, right here on the arm. He was like, where? And he kept asking me because he wanted it to be in the right spot. I said, right above the W. And he grabbed my arm, went right through it, and then he kept flying. So you can see it. I'll send it to you. There's a little quick bit of it. But I was just like, yeah, right on the arm. And he was like, where do you want it? Like, where? And I was just like, I'm kind of, like, going anywhere. But, like, no, above the W is where I ultimately thought it would look kind of cool. Originally, I always thought it would be cool if the W wasn't there and you put a signature above the feathers. I thought that would look cool too, but now I've got the W added in there too because of all the logo changes and all that good stuff.
Yeah,
but
you got to send me that video. Jaden Daniels grabbed your arm. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about that.
Yeah, it was a pretty neat, and I typically don't fanboy out like that with just anyone. I was a little starstruck, especially just with, again, like you said, how successful that season was, how popular he is. I'm saying there's no way. I've been to camp a few times now. I've just never seen him. He's typically got, like, media, or maybe he's hanging out with his mom or whatever, you know. And for him to hit this whole row, it was pretty neat. And then I think he after stopped by the Daryl Green Foundation. Daryl Green was there and had a bunch of kids, and he signed, like, everything for all those kids too. So it was pretty neat.
That's awesome. So send us the photos and videos. We'll open it up to the callers and our listeners. Should Holden get that tattooed on his arm? I say, if we make the playoffs again, full send. Appreciate you chiming in, man. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Let's quickly do a Richmond Commander. I'll give you guys my thoughts on the first unofficial depth chart the Commanders released last night.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, Boston?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So the first unofficial depth chart was released, and here are a few things that stood out to me. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. So, of course, the injured, and I say that, you know, with air quotes, injured players are listed here. Sam Cosmi's listed as starting right guard. Terry McLaurin listed as starting wide receiver. Whether or not he's on the practice field, they consider him as an injured player. He's on the PUP list. We all know he's only on the PUP list because the contract negotiations are going on. I don't believe he will end up missing any game time. this regular season. Will he miss preseason? Probably. I mean, I don't think there's any chance he plays Friday with the Patriot against the Patriots when he hasn't shown up and practiced yet so far. But Terry McLaurin's listed wide receiver one. The first thing that stood out to me was Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bills, getting all this hype as the exciting rookie running back. He's not listed as running back one, two, three, or four. He's listed at running back five. Now, he is ahead of Demetri Felton and Kaz Allen. Kaz Allen has been a part of the practice squad the last few years and will end up, I think, probably returning kicks and punts in the preseason because they like his speed. But that was the first thing that stood out to me, that Kroski-Merritt still has some work to do to move ahead of Rodriguez and Jeremy McNichols. As much as the coaching staff's talking about him, the players and the reporters are talking about him, this joint practice this week will be super important for him to make his way up the depth chart. I think the second thing that stood out to me was, of all the rookies that were drafted, and there's a lot of exciting rookies, Josh Connerly, Jalen Lane, Trey Amos was the only rookie that was penciled in to first team, starting corners. Trey Amos, Marshawn Lattimore, and your nickel corner, Mikey Sainer still. So Trey Amos already listed as one of the starters. If you've heard from John Keim and others that have been out there at training camp every day, he certainly stood out. When I was there, I noticed the length. I noticed the speed and the aggressive play style. He was jumping in front of a few passes, had a few pass breakups. I think he's going to be legit a great rookie this season. Outside linebacker. Like, every defensive position is listed. There's 12 positions. Only 11 play on the field because outside linebacker is listed, and it's Von Miller, it's Jacob Martin, and it's TJM, who I don't believe was on the team last year. But outside linebacker is the hired killer. That's the hitman. Those are the guys they expect to get sacks. And so the reason I think they put that on there is, well, those are your third down blitzers. Those are your guys who are going to rush the quarterback when they're in. So how are they going to start the lineup? I think on first and 10, you're expecting 50% chance. It's a run, 50% it's a pass, right? First and 10. You want Dietrich Wise in there with Dorrance Armstrong, guys that are proven to stop the run, and Deron Payne, Javon Kinlaw on the inside. To me, I know Michael talked about how in his mind that's, hey, second-year guy Johnny Newton, you got work to do. To me, that's the size of Kinlaw, but also the size of his contract. He got paid a lot of money. He needs to be a starter on the defensive line for this season. Johnny Newton and Annie Goldman listed as second-string defensive tackles. So first down, when there's a chance for a run, I think you're going to see Wise and Armstrong. Passing down situations, you're going to see Von Miller and Jacob Martin, or a combination of Von Miller and Frankie Louvu, or Von Miller and Dietrich Wise, or Von Miller and Dorrance Armstrong on the other side. There is a chance that Armstrong moves inside on some of those blitzing situations as well. They had a front four when I was at training camp that was Von Miller and Frankie Louvu surrounded by Payne and Armstrong in the inside. And that was also a defense that they're running with three safeties. It was Will Harris, it was Quan Martin, and it was Percy Butler as well. I expect this team to play more 3-4 this season. The wide receivers, like I said, Terry's listed, but what stood out to me was Noah Brown, Deebo Samuel, all right? We know that if the season started today and Terry McLaurin's there, it's Terry 1, Deebo 1, Noah Brown. They're all three would be in the lineup on passing down situations. Behind them, K.J. Osborne, Luke McCaffrey, Michael Gallup, then Jalen. So the rookie kind of getting the rookie treatment there in terms of the depth chart, which I did feel like K.J. Osborne is such a veteran. That's why I loved having him on the show. I think he's going to make this team. And so if K.J. Osborne's in, and you're not going to cut Luke McCaffrey, you're not going to cut Jalen Lane, Deebo and Noah Brown, that's five. Terry is your six. That's it. It might be practice squad for Ja'Cory Brooks, practice squad for Braylon Sanders, practice squad for Tay Martin, practice squad for Jacoby Jones. I think those are going to be the six wide receivers that ended up making this team. But also, what stood out to me was punt returner one was K.J. Osborne ahead of Jalen Lane. And I didn't love that. One, because what I saw, Jalen Lane was the best punt returner we have. And from anybody that saw him at Tech, knows that he's the best punt returner we have. That tells me that I think the coaching staff might be thinking, if K.J. Osborne is going to make this roster, he's going to have to be a punt returner. If Jalen Lane is punt returner one, K.J. Osborne might be the odd man out and thrown to practice squad if they decide to keep an extra tight end. And then that's the last thing I wanted to mention here. We know about Zach Ertz and John Bates, and we're hoping Sennett can take a step forward. Does Cole Turner make some plays to end up making this roster? He was cut last year, was kind of a surprise cut in my mind, because he was supposed to be a red zone threat when he was drafted out of Nevada and never really developed. They chose Colson Yankoff, who they liked because of his special teams play. Chris Russell and other reporters have told me this coaching staff likes Lawrence Cager a lot as well. So Cole Turner might even be farther down this depth chart than I actually thought, but we'll be wondering who is that fourth tight end, because I think with the amount of runs they expect to do this year with B-Rob, Eckler, Debo, and the combination of, you know, Jaden and others, they're going to have a tight end out there as the sixth offensive lineman, and they're going to need a backup to Bates, and I'm not sure that sentence that guy yet. Is it going to be Colson Yankoff, Lawrence Cager, or maybe Cole Turner as that fourth tight end to make the roster? I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Just got a few tweets that we wanted to read on air here. Reese tweets us, now, is he going to get a tattoo, or what's the end game here? And I told him we're discussing it on air. What should Holden do? Should he go get that Jaden Daniels signature, that autograph, and turn it into a tattoo? If you want to tweet us your thoughts, 833-804-0910, or you can call in 833-804-0910 at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan on Twitter. Another guy says, AWOD, he needs to get it now. Make the whole arm a tribute to the Commanders. I'd have to win a Super Bowl for me to make my whole arm into a Commanders tattoo sleeve. But I say back-to-back playoff berths, then you probably get Jaden's tattoo, and maybe even something that signals Dan Quinn, because he's our savior as well. I mean, we were lost with Ron Rivera as the head coach. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. And I told you guys, as soon as there is a Terry McLaurin update, I will bring it to you. And unfortunately, there is no update. He has not signed a new contract with the Commanders. I told you, I am so glad that Josh Harris is not getting involved. Because Dan Snyder would have been front and center. Like, Dan Snyder probably would have taken out a page in the Washington Post saying, Terry, we love you, we're paying you, here's $45 million. And he would have never been worth that money, and he probably would have flamed out because of that money, because that's what happened to Albert Haynesworth and Jason Taylor and O.J. Ataguay and Adam Archuleta and others, because that's what Dan Snyder did for 25 years. He overpaid players to come to D.C. because nobody wanted to come play for that god-awful organization. But the dark cloud that was above Ashburn with Dan Snyder is gone. And there's new ownership, and new ownership has hired a competent GM. And I love that this ownership group is deciding not to step out into the limelight, not to make it all about them. They're letting Adam Peters handle this. They're letting the football guy handle a football decision. And we can argue as a fan whether or not we think he deserves to be paid or how much he deserves to be paid. I like the idea of just letting Adam Peters navigate this situation because he knows the ins and outs. He truly knows the value. What I know is Cortland Sutton signed at 23. It's been reported that Terry's asking for 34. Can you meet in the middle at 27, 28? That should get a deal done for me. And I hate the notion of Terry McLaurin asking to get paid more because he was here for all the dark years and because of all the work that he did before Jaden Daniels got here. That's not how life works, in my mind. Not at all. You get paid based off of what the employer is expecting you to do in the future. And I'm expecting Terry to be good for another 2 years. And hopefully this season, with this team trying to contend for a Super Bowl. Here's the Sports Junkies discussing Terry McLaurin and the latest with his contract negotiations for the Commanders.
I think it might be a bigger factor that, hey, we got to really be careful here because we're going to have to pay Jaden $500 million in a couple of years.
Yeah, we're
just kind of keeping that in the back of our minds.
We're going to have to redo deals. Like, if Debo has a huge year, they're going to have to consider, are they going to ink him to a deal and keep him in the fold?
Yeah.
There's a lot of moving parts here for Adam Peters and Josh Harris.
Man, I don't doubt that he has input. Of course he does. He's the one signing all the checks. Of course he's got input. But I also think that the deciding factor on this thing is not some sort of reticence to pay his star players. It's that we got to just make sure we're doing this in a smart way. Let's see how this all shakes out in a few weeks when presumably everybody still thinks that they're going to come to some sort of agreement. I'm still kind of on record thinking that Terry may have to end up just playing this thing out. Yeah.
Well,
and then deal
a lot
with
of people
it,
think that.
And maybe gets franchise down the line. Who knows what the fate is?
Yeah, if it's a great season, then you can reward them, franchise them, or just let them go.
I've always said
if he has a dud season,
that's best case scenario for the Commanders. That's best case scenario. He plays out this current contract. And I've told you, I would overpay him as a free agent for what he's done in the past. But I'm not going to pay him extra because of what he did last season when he's still under contract for this year. And I told Michael, there are 15 other guys, maybe more, 15 other guys that are trying to make the 53-man roster that are free agents at the end of next year, just like Terry McLaurin. But those 15 other guys aren't holding out, aren't holding in, aren't demanding a contract extension. If Terry McLaurin wasn't Terry McLaurin, he'd have no power. And that's what I don't like about this situation, is he's putting himself first over the team, and he's holding the team hostage based off of what he did last year, not thinking about the goals for this season and what this team is trying to accomplish right now. It's a distraction. I find it, you know, I believe a deal will get done because everybody knows how much he means to this team, and you really, it'll drive you crazy trying to envision playing this season without him. It'll drive you crazy. I mean, believe me, I've had to think about it. We brought in Debo Samuel. He's been a wide receiver one in the past. Maybe we do play without Terry. I think a deal will get done. But I find it very unlikely now that he plays in the joint practice tomorrow. Very unlikely he plays in the first preseason game. And then preseason game number two is where you play your starters, and game three is where they don't play at all, but you start to fully do a game plan and fully prepare like it's a week one opponent. If he's not on the field by, what would that be, August 17th? It's a not just a major distraction at that point, but I would consider pulling the plug and just trading him. Because at that point, you're implementing the game plan for the New York Giants. And at that point, you have to find somebody else to run Terry McLaurin's routes. That's just the reality of this situation. Again, I believe a deal will get done. But I also was told it would get done July 11th. And how dumb do I look now on August 5th, still talking about Terry McLaurin? So annoying. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. Every game can be heard right here on The Fan and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Fred Smoot will be joining us at River City Roll for Football Festival. That's going down August 16th from 6 to 10 p.m. We'll have a full season football season preview show. We'll give away prizes, swag. We're going to send you to all the games you want to go to this season, college football in the state of Virginia and the Washington Commanders. Fred Smoot's our special Commanders guest. He'll join us next on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. Fred Smoot and AWOD coming up next. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. You can rewind, pick up right where you left off, rewind to 12:30 to hear us run around local sports in Richmond, Virginia with CBS6's Lane Casadante. Hokie Steve will join us to talk ACC football. He'll join us live from Capital Ale House in Innsbruck at 2 p.m. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910 as we continue throughout bit season in the summer. It's list season, and I've already given you a list of the 10 standouts from training camp when I was there. And we'll be going back to broadcast live Monday and Tuesday. That'll be AWOD on the road again Monday, August 11th, Tuesday, August 12th, live from Commanders training camp in Ashburn as they gear up for preseason game number two. And I think it's pretty cool. We already found out that the Bengals, they're going to play their starters. They were trying to get off to a good start this season, and so they're going to give their starters a lot of run in the preseason. All right, joining us right now, special guest on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, one of my favorite Commanders, Redskins corners of all time, Fred Smoot. What's going on, Smoot?
I'm good, brother. Football season is back, man. How you doing, A.Y.?
I'm doing great, and let's jump right into it with the new Commanders secondary and your thoughts on rookie Trey Amos, who comes in with a lot of expectations.
Man, you know what? I'm feeling real good about this group, man. Think about it. If you go back this time last year, the only person that's still on this team is, I think, Noah Igbinoghami. I think out of that defensive backfield, especially when you want to talk about the corners, besides Mikey Sanders still. So you got to realize that whole thing looks different. This time last year, I think we had St. Juice. We had Emmanuel Forbes and Mike Davis, I think. So you're talking about a total rehaul. And this is what I want. I want to cleanse everybody's palate when it comes to one player. And that'll be one Marshawn Lattimore. All right, I want people to understand. It's a hard job to play corner. It's even a harder job to play corner when you enter a team when you trade midseason, and also you actually injured. All right, and the team has momentum and people putting you in the game because we really need a corner, and you going out there and you 70%, and 70% of Marshawn Lattimore is better than a lot of people. So give him a clean palate because now he's healthy. So there goes our lead dog right there. Then you got Mikey Sanders still, who showed us he can play inside, he can play out. He has a big game gene inside of him. We won in the second round last year when we drafted the quarterback. You turn to this year with Trey Amos, we won in the second round again because listen to me, this guy is fearless. Now, if I could say any one word when it comes to his playing style, when it comes to how he gets around the ball, he's long, he's strong, he's a competitor. One thing we always look at with a quarterback is he afraid to get up and press any receiver. This guy ain't afraid of any of that. So when you talk about the cornerback position, you're deep there. Don't get annoyed. Anonymous still there. He having a great camp, too. Also, then you turn to the safety position. You got everybody from Tyler Orange to Will Harris. We have a legit secondary, and they're going to help this front because now we built this front to win on first down. Like, we went out and we got bigger. when you go get some of these guys like Kinlaw, Wise, you got a bigger rotation. So now you want to win first down to give us the right to rush the passer on third down and make it a third and long. So, yeah, the secondary is looking good.
Fred Smith with us here on the Dean Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. I mean, in terms of roster building, that's what Adam Peters and Dan Quinn deserve so much credit for. You just mentioned it. It's a brand-new secondary. A lot of guys that have come in here with a lot of talent, and we already saw what Mikey Sanders still can do last year. Can you explain from your time in the National Football League what it's like when you're in year two of the same defense, how that helps you react and know your role on the field better?
Well, you stop thinking, and everything is reaction. Everything is read and react. I don't have to guess what coach want to play in third and long. I don't have to guess what coach want to play in third and two. I know it's press man. Right? Like, so now all the second guessing and trying to figure out the how, what, and when, that's gone, because the one thing about defense and offense is situational. Right? And then that's what separates defensive coordinators. What do you call in certain situations? Well, in my second year, I already know what you want to call, and now my signals with my team, my communication with my teammates is a lot cleaner. We play a lot faster. So just expect them to play a lot faster, because now they've been in Coach Witt's defense for 2 years.
Yeah, and I think the success of this defense this year will be defined by how many turnovers they can create. I mean, the turnover margin was such a big part of Dan Quinn's defenses in Atlanta and then with the Dallas Cowboys. The defensive line, you mentioned Javon Kinlaw. Do you feel like the Adam Peters and the front office did their job in terms of helping bring in the personnel so this team can stop the run better?
Yeah, like, listen, see, this is what people don't want to do. When we finally get people in there, we don't want to let the chef cook. And you got to realize, they go and get people for certain situations. What was our weak point on defense last year? We got brand on. When somebody can run the ball on you, they can not only control the football game and keep your defense out there, they also keep a Jedi 5 on the sideline. So when you run the ball, you offensively and defensively are dictating this game. So we went and got some big guys to stop that. And when you do that, what did I say? We got some guys that give us the ability to win on first down. When you win on first down, and that gives you the ability to get people in third and long. That gives you the ability to get off the field quicker. That gives you the ability to dictate games. So when you look at these guys, and don't look at these guys as one guy. We've seen the rotation that they had last year. Now, not only do you put these big boys in this rotation, and don't forget, you still got guys that we had last year. So it ain't like we just went and rehauled the whole team. So you still got pain in there. So you still got guys that you know that you can count on, but their legit rotation is going to give them a chance to play high-level defense, especially with a linebacker like Bobby Wagner, with Frankie Louvu, probably going to be more of an edge rusher than he was last year. It gives them a chance to be good. And don't forget, this team is kind of, you know, if you remember that Indianapolis Colts team, how they was built with the defensive ends, they were smaller, they was faster, because they knew that Peyton Manning and their offense were going to give them a chance to play defense with a lead. This defense is built similar to that.
Fred Smoot with us here on the Dean Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. It was great to see you when I was at training camp last week. I know you're there doing great work with Santana Moss, Logan Paulson, and working for the Commanders there. From what you've seen at training camp, what wide receiver has stood out to you? Who would you like to give a shout-out to?
Ja'Cory Brooks has made a lot of plays, man. This kid has been all over the place making plays. Even Lane. Lane has been making a lot of plays also, so I'm really impressed with the youngsters, man. The guys that and here's the thing about it, when you have a guy out of the rotation, it gives the lower guys a chance to get more reps than they was gonna get. So we're starting to see these young guys stick their face out, and I'm not gonna lie, Bill has been running that ball, and I know we haven't really seen him with pads on. This is when you really can grade a running back when it's full tilt, but he can really, he got some sharp cuts. He has flows through the hole, so I'm really impressed with this draft class so far.
Fred, did they do joint practices when you were playing? Because it feels like this is more important than the preseason now.
Oh, yeah, we did joint practices all the time, especially with the Ravens. We would do that all the time. I love joint practices. You get tired of, like, going against your teammates all the time. You got a repertoire with them. You kind of figure them out. It's good to go against some new blood and some new competition, and it's really valuable for the GM of the team. It's really valuable for the coordinators, because now, intimately, they could at practice get to run more of whatever scheme they want to run, because they are very bland in the preseason. Nobody's running real plays in the preseason, but when we go full tilt at these practices, you get to run legit things that you're going to run through the year. So that's why more coaches are proud to have their starters get more reps at these in-house practices than they do in the preseason game.
Fred, we are 32 days away from kickoff for the Commanders to the regular season, September 7th against the Giants. And then that quick turnaround, Thursday Night Football, September 11th in Green Bay against the Packers. And it's a sprint now to that. Can you kind of speak on how tough that is? Now, I've been saying I'd much rather play two games in 4 days at the beginning of the season than the end of the season, but how difficult is that going to be with a game September 7th and then turning around on the road Thursday Night Football September 11th?
Timberlake, how about you just cry me a river? This is what happens when you become a winner. This is what happens when you get a winning schedule. The Chiefs have been playing this schedule the last 6 years. Like, this is what it is. This is what it feels like to be a playoff contender. Everybody want to see the best teams play. You're going to have a top-tier schedule. Hopefully, that's just the way it is for the next 15 years around here. So, it's going to be this situation thing. When you're the new kids on the block, when you're the hot commodity, people want to see you. You got to realize, I think we got 7 primetime games. Well, you're playing in different time slots. And when you play in those late time slots, they're usually going to give you a difficult schedule on top of that. You usually don't have to play holiday games because everybody wants to see. So, this is the situation we asked for. Now that we're here, we can't do no complaining. They watch. Hey, if you're scared, dial 911, and somebody will come help you.
Well, luckily we've got Dan Quinn, the ultimate leader of men, and he's been preaching anybody, anywhere, anytime. They'll be ready for those opening week games, week one against the Giants, week two against the Green Bay Packers. I don't expect much from Jaden Daniels on the field in preseason, but what will you be looking for in terms of the franchise quarterback working through his progressions and his reads? And maybe it's just a drive, maybe it's just a quarter in the entirety of preseason. What will you be looking for from Jaden Daniels?
Well, I don't have to count the preseason snaps because I get the privilege to watch him at practice every day. And the one thing I can say about this kid, he just continues to get better. He works at his training. He works at the art of playing quarterback. He continues to get better. There's nothing that he needs to show me anything in preseason. The games don't count, and what he does on the field in the preseason does not count. I just want him to be fully healthy and fully ready for the first game of the year. That's the only thing that matters when you have a franchise quarterback. What can he show me in preseason? What I want to see in preseason is the surrounding crew. I want to see everybody else in sync. And if I had to say one thing, that's what I would say. I would want to see them get some reps so they can at least be in sync at the beginning of the year. Because I think that correlates. Like, to be good at football, you actually got to play football. Like, they're just part of it. And I know everybody all about the health, but to actually be good at it, you actually got to practice it, and you actually got to go out and play it. So they're going to give and take when it comes to preseason. Though I say, luckily, we have these in-house practices with New England, and so we have a chance to really get some reps done, and we still don't have to play in the preseason. So, really nothing, eh, Lon?
That's my buddy Fred Smoot. Fred Smoot, longtime NFL corner. Always appreciate when you join the show, one of my favorites. And you were at Football Festival last year. We're so excited to get you back to Richmond for Football Fest August 16th. Can you give my audience your thoughts? I mean, you were at the event last year.
Hey, man, it was a great event, man. I enjoyed it. You know, I always enjoy a good night, a good weekend in Richmond, man. I've always been fun in Richmond. I always have fun in Richmond. And the funny story, I'm going to tell you about it next time. Richmond is the reason that Logan Paulson got hired, because one day I came down there and got chewed up by the city of Richmond. It was terrific. So I'll share that with you next time.
Fred, that's great stuff, man. Thanks so much, dude.
All right, thanks, brother.
Yep, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. He will be at Football Festival on August 16th hanging out with the fans, so you can ask him about that story. Ask him about what it was like playing with the late, great Sean Taylor, ST21, what it was like with Santana Moss, you know, Mark Brunell. He was part of some teams that never had the most success on the field, but I'm sure they had stories for days to tell. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local till 3 p.m. and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Now, thanks to our intern, Biff, throughout this summer here, we've been trying to hop on to some of these TikTok trends. I thought the TikTok stub that he posted at ACC kickoff was hilarious, in which we asked all the players, how old is your head coach? And he kind of compiled all the answers together. I think it's really funny because None of them knew. None of them had any idea how old their head coach was. But the reaction, it was the best part. And it only works on video, but they all were like so shocked to receive that question.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you don't ask that often. I like the ones that had been asked before. Like, clearly it was quite viral.
But still didn't know the answer.
Still didn't know, yeah.
Yeah, no. I thought that was pretty cool. So while we were at training camp as well, we did videos that he posted on TikTok as well, at 910 The Fan, our conversation with Brandon Coleman, our conversation with wide receiver KJ Osborne. And he hit me the idea of doing blind rankings and bringing them on air as a Commander's Corner segment. So we've had Stubb compile a list of five players from training camp. And I've already given you my list of top 10 studs from training camp. I'm going to order these from 1 through 5 without knowing the group that he has put together here. So let's do a little blind rankings on the Commander's Corner with AWOD Radio. All right, Stubb. I hope Jaden Daniels isn't on this list. That's going to be too easy.
That would be too easy. We're going to lead, though, with Bobby Wagner.
Linebacker Bobby Wagner, I mean, look, he's got to be towards the top. The thing is, I didn't see much from him at training camp. Not that I'm expecting to see much from him at all in training camp or preseason. And then week one will probably lead us in tackle with 14 tackles, a QB rush, because he's so good when he blitzes up the middle. I mean, the cross-dog blitzer with Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu, I thought was like our best defensive play all of last season. You know, he's still got some left in the tank for sure. When you walk by him, you see he's not the tallest guy in the world, but he's one of the widest. And I think that's why he's been so good at the linebacker position. He could swallow up any running back by just getting an arm on him. So I will say Bobby Wagner, 1 through 5, 2. Bobby Wagner, 2.
Bobby Wagner, 2. Awesome. All right, next up, John Bates.
Dude, John Bates made a couple plays when I was there. And I think the expectation for this season is just for him to be a sixth offensive lineman. But remember, you put him in as the sixth offensive lineman, you run, you run, you run, and then in the playoffs, with the game on the line, you play action and you throw to him, and they did that against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a big chunk gain. Eventually, you fake that he's blocking and you have him run out and run a route. But if Ben Sennett takes the step forward that I'm expecting him to take, and Sennett did pop at training camp, then I'm not sure how much production you're going to get from John Bates outside of just being a solid blocking tight end and hopefully helping this team run. He made one big play when I was there with a catch down the sideline. I'm going to say, I'll say four
for John Bates. Awesome.
Yes.
All right, we're going to go to Will Harris next.
Dude, I didn't see anything from Will Harris, and it kind of upset me. And that's just, you know, that stood out to me, and that's because Jeremy Chinn stood out all of training camp, all of preseason, all of last season. He was one of our best defenders. I would have paid him to stay here. That's a very important position on the defensive side of the ball. I'm not worried about Will Harris because the coaches seem to really like him. Jeremy Reeves talked about how he's flying around the field, and he likes Will Harris in the secondary there. So I just didn't see enough. I'm going to have to say 5, I think, for Will Harris, which means I've got my 3 open and my 1 open here on our blind rankings from training camp.
That you do. Next, we're going to do a guy we've been talking about quite a bit, Terry McLaurin.
I'm going to say don't even come up with him on the list here. These are guys that I witnessed with my own eyes,
okay.
And I'm not going to count Terry signing autographs. But look, I still think that was the most calculated strategic thing ever. 53-plus guys practice from 8 to 10 a.m. I mean, I'm out there drenched in sweat. So is Luke McCaffrey. They're all exhausted. They go into the practice facility, and Terry, without any drop of sweat on him, just walks out and signs autographs for 40 minutes. He was building his fan base. His agent told him to do that. I hated that move. I really did. I thought it was awkward when it happened, and I just felt like there's no way the Commanders can like them doing this. So yeah. I'm not bringing Terry up.
Okay, we'll sub him out for Debo Samuel.
Debo number one. It's not even close, dude. He looks, I mean, I said he was the most excited I've been for a wide receiver since Pierre Garçon. He looks like an NFL star. Like, it looks like an all-pro. Mikey Sainster's one of our best corners. He burned him, made it look easy, and had him beat by, like, 3 steps. And then he did the same thing against Lattimore, and then he did the same thing against Noah Eye, and he's gotten open every single day in practice for multiple explosive plays. Like, as much as Terry McLaurin's our star, and he's our best wide receiver when he's on the field, I think Debo might create more separation. That's why I even predicted that Debo might have more touchdowns than Terry this year, because I'm expecting him to run in 1 or 2. As I mean, he is such an interesting piece. And even when we signed him, we said, what do you think Cliff Kingsbury is going to do with Debo Samuel? He's probably obsessed with the fact that he's got one of the most unique weapons in football, and he's such an incredible offensive mind. He's going to use them all over the place. And what I saw from Debo, I think he is going to be a 1,000-yard receiver this year, or a 1,000-yard all-purpose when you consider everything he's going to do. He's our number one player on offense. It's not even close. Zach Ertz is probably 2, which is unfortunate because you want it to be one of your running backs or another receiver. But, like, I mean, even when I asked Dan Quinn about the receivers, he jumped to Zach Ertz right away. So Debo's number 1, Zach Ertz number 2, and this drill we're doing here, Debo's number 1, Wagner 2, 3 is open, Bates is 4, Will Harris is 5. How did I make a mistake here? Who's number 3?
Number 3 is Mike Sainristil still.
Yeah. That's not a bad spot for him.
I don't think it is either. I think it's worked out pretty well for you.
Yeah, because he's definitely better than Will Harris, and he definitely made more impactful plays than John Bates. I think you could argue he'd be number 1 or number 2 on the list if we hadn't had Debo or Bobby Wagner. In terms of what I saw at training camp, I mean, Mikey Sanders still had the interception that he returned for a touchdown that went viral on Sunday. Now, again, that was a drill in which it was 3rd and long, and Jaden threw it deep, and it was intercepted. Michael Strachman was the wide receiver, so it's not like it was Terry or Debo, but it was the leaping ability on that play the fact that he's backing up a terrific rookie season and putting great work on film once again at training camp. I mean, we're all talking about how much Amos has made an impact. Mikey Sanders still has been better than Amos at training camp, and I think most of the reporters would agree with me. As much as everybody's hyping up Trey Amos, Mikey Sanders, every day he's having a pass breakup or two, and the size does not get in his way. I mean, he's going to lay some hits this year. I'm looking forward to it. So I think that went well for our first blind ranking stub. We'll see if this goes viral on TikTok.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I'd probably have switched Bobby and Samristow, but I'd fully agree. I think it worked out pretty well.
Yep. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We are 11 days away from Football Festival. River City Roll, August 16th, 6 to 10 p.m. Fred Smoot's our special guest. Tim Hightower will be in the building. We'll have representatives from all of the local universities, including the Hokies, with Steve Adams, Hokie Steve. He'll join me next at Capitol Ale House. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.